Halloween Special, Part 1. Fallen Leaves. A cold wind swirled through trees full of multicolored leaves and collected a variety that it then carried down toward the route below. The wind found a woman standing along the path, and it rushed through her and around her legs and through her jacket, trying to bring a chill down her back, but she did not react. And so, the wind rushed back down, causing the leaves to shoot forward in the direction it traveled, entering into a small town with a tall, ominous tower reaching high above all other buildings around it.
"I've returned, my darling."
Moving by an old and worn sign that read, "Lavender Town," the woman crossed the threshold of the shaded village. It was often dark in Lavender Town due to the mountains on two sides, but in the fall, and with all that cloud cover, it was even darker than usual. One might even think that it was already late evening instead of early afternoon. Two children were playing nearby, a brother and sister, as the woman moved in the direction of the tower. When the kids spotted the woman, they dropped what they were doing and rushed over.
"Hi!"
chirped the little girl. The boy stood silently next to her.
"Hello,"
the woman greeted in return and giving a small bow of her head. But then she stopped short as her eyes fixed onto the young girl's face.
"Lila?"
"What?"
The boy noticed the strange way the woman was looking at his playmate. Tears began to form in the woman's eyes as she reached out for the girl. There was no time to get away, and the girl was drawn into a tight hug.
"Oh, Lila, I've missed you so much!"
The boy raised his eyebrow so high it was about to drop off the back of his head.
"Lila? Her name is not Lila. It's Tilly."
Not listening, the woman continued to hold the girl, whispering the name Lila over and over and kissing the top of her head.
"Can you please stop now?"
The girl pushed herself away from the woman and then tried to straighten out her hair.
"I'm so sorry, sweetheart. It's just I thought. And it had been so long. It's so good to see you again."
The girl tilted her head to one side, squinted one eye shut, and stuck out her tongue as she tried to figure something out. Eventually, she gave up and shook her head.
"Nope, I don't recognize you. Who are you?"
"What do you mean, who am I? It's me, Lila. It's your mother."
Both the boy and the girl slowly turned to look at each other and just stared as if they were trying to communicate through thought alone. Then they turned and looked at her again.
"My name is Tilly, and this is my twin brother, Gus."
Suddenly, the woman could see it. The two looked so much alike. The same large eyes, they smiled alike, and both had more roundish heads, while Lila's was a bit longer. That girl wasn't her daughter after all. She had simply wished it was. But, of course, that would have been impossible.
"Are you okay, miss?"
the boy asked. Looking up, the woman wiped tears from her eyes and nodded.
Yes, I am. Or I will be. I'm so sorry. I must have given you a terrible fright."
Both children shrugged.
"It's fine,"
the boy said.
"We weren't too worried."
Then the girl chimed in.
"Who is Lila?"
The woman smiled sadly.
"My daughter, but she died a while ago."
"Oh, I'm sorry. How long has it been?"
Opening her mouth to answer, the woman stopped suddenly, as she realized she couldn't remember. How long ago had it been?
It's been a while."
The girl nodded sagely.
"Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because I'm only 6. What's your name?"
Blinking as she shifted from trying to remember something to Till's new question, the woman shook her head.
"My name? I'm Meg."
There was an awkward silence that followed, and they all stood there for a minute until finally the girl chimed in again.
"Hey, you want to play with us?"
The boy looked at his sister with an expression that said,
"What are you doing? Are you crazy?"
Catching that look and realizing how weird she had probably seemed, Meg smiled a little and waved off the request.
No, I should
probably... "Oh, come on, please."
The girl folded her hands together and begged.
"Gus won't push me on the swings, and I love to swing so much."
Meg hesitated, but was about to shake her head and decline again, but then Tilly, sensing this, dropped to her knees and pleaded some more.
Oh, all right. Yay!
Tilly and Meg went over to the nearby playground the children had been playing at before. Gus begrudgingly followed along. Meg pushed the girl first and, eventually, her brother on the swings for a while. The two would run around and goof off as children often do, and the already dark town grew a little darker. Noticing the lateness, the woman's motherly instincts took over, and she ushered the children out of the playground.
All right, you two should really be getting home, and I need to go visit my daughter.
But you said your daughter died.
Gus said, eyeing the woman suspiciously.
Yes, I did. I'm visiting her tombstone.
Where is that?
Tilly asked. Meg nodded over toward the tower.
In there.
Your daughter can't be buried in there. Only Pokemon get buried in the tower.
The woman frowned.
Look, it really is getting late. Where is your mom? Do you need me to walk you home?
We don't have a mom.
Gus corrected.
Sorry, your dad then?
Don't have one of those either.
Tilly said. The woman looked at the pair, confused at first, and then a little frightened. It was probably just a trick of the shadows, but, well, they didn't look quite the same anymore.
Well, then where do you live?
The children giggled, but didn't answer. Instead, they clasped hands and ran off, still giggling. Had the chill gust of wind still lingered nearby, it would have been pleased. Meg wasn't sure it was worse being alone in that creepy town, or having those children still giggling beside her with that unnatural presence.
Pull yourself together, Meg.
The woman said to herself. She glanced back over to the playground, and she felt all life rush from her. She couldn't breathe as she stared at the rusted and charred remains of what had once been a playground, but had burned to the ground a long time ago. Truly frightened, Meg rushed over to the tower, wanting more than anything to get somewhere that wasn't out in the dark. Somewhere she could feel safe. It was probably just her imagination, but she thought she heard giggles in the shadows she passed, and sometimes she thought she saw the faces of Gus or Tilly, but strangely distorted. The door slammed shut behind Meg as she panted inside. The few there seemed to give no mind to her except one elderly-looking priestess. She approached Meg and asked,
Is there a lost one I can help you find?
Meg nodded.
I'm looking for Lila.
What kind of Pokemon was Lila?
Shaking her head, Meg said,
No, not a Pokemon. My daughter.
The priestess looked at Meg quizzically.
I'm sorry, miss, but I think you've come to the wrong place. No people are buried here.
Meg frowned. That was what the children had told her, too. But how could that be true? She had come to visit her daughter every year for the past... How many years was it again?
Look, I know my daughter is here. I don't know why everyone...
Then perhaps you can show me. I would be very interested to see this burial location that goes against all our rules.
Okay, fine.
Meg started to walk toward the tombstone, but slowed down.
It's just over... here?
She trailed off as she realized she couldn't remember which way to go at all, and the place was full of tombstones. The priestess frowned and shook her head.
All right, let me see what I can do. I've never had to track people before, but maybe I can get in touch with her spirit, as I can with those of Pokemon.
The elderly woman started to perform a ritual of sorts as she attempted to channel the spirits of the tower and find the girl. Meg wrung her hands and looked at her with a desperate hope.
What was her name again?
Lila.
As soon as Meg had said that, the woman jerked back and stumbled onto the floor, her channeling tools rattling in the crash.
Are you okay?
Meg rushed over to help the priestess.
Here, let
No!
Me...
The fallen woman held out a hand to halt Meg's approach.
No. I'll be quite all right.
She said more gently.
Just a little shock is all.
The priestess slowly climbed back to her feet and smiled at Meg.
I think I found what you have come looking for.
Meg's eyes went wide and her body swelled with hope.
Really?
The priestess nodded and started to shuffle off.
Come, follow me.
Obeying, Meg followed after the priestess and, at the slow pace, she looked around at others who were there. There were teary goodbyes being said to stones with names and sometimes images carved into them.
How far in is it?
Meg asked.
We're nearly there, Meg. It's just that next left up there.
Sure enough, it was only a couple minutes later and the woman had come to a halt.
Here we are. The grave you have been looking for. Now you can be at peace.
Suddenly, Meg was afraid, and she didn't understand why. The older woman was right. She could rest easy now that they had found her daughter, and yet, something about it all terrified her.
Well, go on.
Meg took a step back.
Isn't this what you wanted?
She looked up at the priestess and noticed that despite her age, the woman's eyes were very bright. They were focused hard on Meg, and she wasn't even blinking. She smiled gently.
I know it can be hard, but you came all this way.
The woman was right. Meg had traveled so far, and she was so tired. She just missed her little girl so much. Nodding, Meg stepped closer to the stone and knelt down in front of it. She reached out and gently traced her fingers along Lila's name.
Oh, Lila, my dear, sweet Lila, I miss you so much.
She misses you too.
The priestess was standing right beside Meg now.
But death is a part of life, and she has moved on.
Probably easier for the dead than those left behind.
Not always, my dear. Certainly not in this case.
Meg looked at the older woman, tears in her eyes.
You mean it was hard for her?
No, silly.
Came the voice of a young girl.
She's talking about you.
Meg looked around and saw that Tilly was standing across from the priestess. Her brother was right beside her as before.
Me? But she said that it's not always easy for those that leave to move on.
Exactly.
Gus chimed in.
Jeez, you still don't get it, do you?
The fear that Meg had felt earlier came back even more powerful than before.
What don't I get? What are you saying?
Get out of here, you two. Nothing but trouble.
The priestess shook her stick, covered in bells, at the children, and instantly they transformed into a pair of ghastly and chuckled as they drifted away off toward the tower staircase. Meg had jumped back at the sight of their transformation.
Remember, Meg, what we told you.
Came the distant voice of Tilly.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Gus added, even fainter, as the two ghastly floated upstairs and out of sight. Meg was breathing hard and turned confused and frightened eyes back to the priestess.
What are they talking about?
Oh, don't mind them. The ghastly around here love to cause all sorts of ruckus.
Meg began to calm, but then the priestess said,
But they are right. Only Pokemon are buried here.
But how can that be? We just found my daughter's grave.
Shaking her head sadly, the woman pointed at the stone.
You don't have a daughter.
Just because she died does...
No, I don't mean it like that. You never had a daughter. Just a girl you took care of.
What? But...
Look again, Meg. Look at the stone. But this time, really, look. Don't just see the things you want to see.
Meg did not want to, but she also felt she had to. She had to prove what she knew. She had to prove that the ghastly were just pranksters, and the old lady had no idea what she was talking about. Meg knelt down by the stone again and then pointed out the name.
See? It says Lila. This is Lila's grave.
You still aren't looking, Meg. There's more there.
Meg shook her head.
No, there's not. Why would there be anything else? This is...
Just read it, Meg. It's really nothing to be afraid of.
Slowly, Meg turned to look at the stone again. It did in fact have Lila's name, but it wasn't written Lila, but instead Lila's. And the word that followed was not grave.
Oh no,
Meg said.
She's not here, is she? It's just a grave for her Pokemon.
Meg stood up and faced the priestess.
But wait, does that mean... Lila is alive?
The woman nodded.
She is.
The news lit up Meg's face.
I had been so scared of the truth. But why? It was okay. My Lila is okay. I've been coming to this grave for years, thinking she was dead, but she isn't. She's alive and well. My daughter is alive!
Not your daughter, Meg.
The woman did not seem to be sharing in Meg's joy. Instead, she still looked sad.
Why do you keep saying that? I know she's my daughter. I watched after her. I took care of her. I played with her.
Ever since?
The older woman prodded.
Ever since her parents went, Miss...
Meg's eyes glazed over for a moment, and she shook her head.
No. I mean, ever since her father went missing.
The priestess shook her head.
You still didn't read it all. The first layer has come off, and yes, there is joy in that glimpse of truth. Lila is still alive, but you still fear something, and have not finished reading.
Suddenly, Meg's heart ached, and tears flooded her eyes.
I don't want to. I don't want to see it.
Aren't you tired of running from the truth? It's been 8 years of running. Wouldn't you like to rest?
8 years? Is that right? But that means Lila
has been able to move on and live her life.
Meg dropped her head. She watched as a dead leaf fell lightly to the floor at her feet. She turned and looked again at the stone and wept. She gently rubbed her face against the stone, now understanding it all. In a way, Lila had died for Meg. They were no longer together and hadn't been for a long time. They had been so close, and she had done her best to take care of her. But Meg was older and could not always keep up. She wanted to so desperately. After all, the little girl's parents were gone. But Meg was so tired. Meg lifted her head to look back at the priestess.
How is she?
There are hardships in every life, but she is tough. She will get out the other side.
Did someone find her then? That man, he seemed kind.
He is, Meg.
That's good.
The priestess sat next to Meg and made a patting motion near the base of her long neck. Meg didn't feel it, but she appreciated the gesture.
Well, if you see her again, will you tell her I miss her? That I love her?
She knows. Deep down she knows. But yes, of course I will tell her.
Meg nodded.
Okay.
She took a deep breath.
I think I'm ready. It's time for me to rest.
Then Meg's large green form faded away. The priestess looked at the stone fondly.
Goodbye, loyal one.
She placed a hand on the stone, shed a tear, and then rose and walked away. The leaf found its way right in front of the stone under the words, "Here lies Lila's Pokemon." Then it drifted off and revealed the rest of what was written. Meg, the Meganium. The end.